What's up, guys? Welcome to the Salt Check Podcast. My name is Bruce Jablanca, aka Bryce, and I'm here with
Caleb or War Monkey 75.
Today's a special day, not because it's episode 3 of the Salt Chat Podcast, but it's because it's Caleb's birthday.
Yeah, I turned 20.
Two.
22.
Two. No. Just two.
Oh yeah, I guess I'm two.
Maha.
Guess zero holds no value.
So in honor of that, I have your gift for winning.
Oh yeah.
Captain America, the First Avenger trivia. Close your eyes. Oh man, this is really exciting.
Stuck in my pocket.
You win Spider-Man Homecoming on Blu-ray! You can open your eyes.
Let's go! Wow.
I know it's your favorite movie in the MCU.
Thanks, man.
Yep, totally didn't just find it upstairs.
I have not seen this in your room before.
Yeah. We're starting off with a new segment. It's called Debate. I got a cup with Marvel characters, superheroes, villains, and we're going to pull one out each and then debate who would win in a fight. Could go well, could go awful. We'll see. Next, trivia. I haven't told Caleb what the trivia is yet. Last, top 10 video game. Tough. Very tough.
Yeah.
Had me big thinking. We got a lot of honorable mentions. Could practically make it a top 20, but we'll stick with the top 10 this time. Maybe we'll go in more depth a different episode, but
I did a lot of erasing on mine. I was like, oh no, that's better.
I don't feel confident, but I wrote it with confidence.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to start with the debate.
Before we pull names, you want to pick a battlefield? Like, where they'd be fighting?
We're practically playing that
super
one.
Super fight? Yeah, but fight. It's like, we could just say, like, New York.
Yeah. No cheating. They're really small.
Well, I picked all of them.
Don't look yet. Do you have one?
I think I have one, yeah. I didn't make these, by the way. Bryce made these.
I looked at my Marvel Legends, picked 10 random people, and yeah. All right, you can go first. Who's your character?
I have Korg.
Well, this ought to be interesting. I have Black Panther. So, why do you think Korg's gonna win against Black Panther?
Korg is really strong. And he's durable. I mean, his rocks fall off, but... And he's brave.
He's very brave.
He's also just a nice guy.
He's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I feel like him and Black Panther just end up going out to dinner after the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no offense. Black Panther's smashing him. Smashing those rocks. Maybe bending them over.
Yeah.
I feel like Korg could get a couple good hits in with his, like, mallet thing he has. And, you know, he's strong, obviously.
Yeah.
I think the only way you could tell me that Korg could win is if Thor got killed by Black Panther or something.
Yeah, or he killed his friend.
He would go absolutely nuts over that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The vibranium claws would just kind of destroy Korg.
Yeah.
And then even if Korg hit Black Panther, his suit would just explode into the kinetic.
Yeah. Black Panther would, like, fall down, and then he'd start wailing on him.
Yeah.
And it'd start charging up.
Yeah.
And then it'd just explode Korg into a million pieces.
Oh. I mean, yeah, no, the Black Panther suit is just too good
Yeah.
for for this.
If it was like, if they were fighting over the Black Panther, like in the
Oh
water,
yeah.
maybe Korg would have a
Yeah.
chance.
If he hadn't had the herb yet or the
Yeah.
suit, that's like you could see Korg taking him in that one just
But,
'cause of his size.
yeah, Herb,
Yeah.
T'Challa, you're done. Sorry.
Yeah.
Should
Oh,
we
we
do one
could.
more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
We had a slot for two just in case. It was an absolute blowout in the first round.
And well, kinda is.
Yeah, sorry, Korg. Believe I have one. This is a test segment. Let us know how you guys like this. It might be another blowout if it is.
Yeah.
Apologies.
You want to do just New York again?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you can go first this time.
I have Red Skull.
Okay. I've got Sylvie.
Okay. This is a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, my argument. I don't really know how Sylvie would take that blaster hit. Obviously, if Red Skull had his blaster with like the Tesseract
Yeah, are we
power, I
talking like
think,
the little pistol
yeah,
that, yeah.
I think Sylvie would get damaged. I mean, I think it'd be very hard to hit Sylvie with that.
Yeah, Sylvie is a god.
With hand-to-hand combat, I think Red Skull, since he has the serum, would be a little bit stronger. But I think
Yeah.
with weapons, Sylvie
Yeah, she
is
just
way
makes
better.
daggers out of nowhere
Yeah.
and make clones of herself. I mean, that's more of like Loki's thing, just to
Yeah.
make clones and be kind of a coward.
Well, I mean,
But
Sylvie is Loki,
yeah,
so
but
just in a different
yeah,
universe.
Sylvie's a little tricky.
She is very tricky.
Creates a lot of weapons.
I think with prep, Red Skull might have a chance. I think he's a very smart guy.
He is a very smart guy.
I feel like in the Cap movie, he was mostly running. But if he
Yeah.
had a chance to actually prep fight against Cap, he'd have way more of a chance. But I'm gonna be honest, I think Sylvie would
I
win
think Sylvie takes
this.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could do a best of three if you want.
We could. We'll make it kind of short. These segments aren't meant to be long unless it's absolutely insane battle where we're getting out of our chair and screaming
Screaming
at
at
each
each
other.
other, yeah.
All right, I have one. I tried to stray away from like absolute like OP characters. Like there's no Thor,
No, like
no
Scarlet Witch.
X-Men. Yeah. Well, I should say there is one X-Men, but
Okay, I'll go first. We got Drax.
I have Taskmaster.
Well,
We're talking MCU Taskmaster. I'm getting smoked,
yeah,
but
you're talking comic Taskmaster. Drax is just because Taskmaster is pretty OP on like a one versus one
yeah, because
scenario.
Drax would get way too in his head, like when he like charged
Yeah.
Thanos and's like, "I'm gonna kill you," and then
Yeah.
Taskmaster's like, "All right, well I can read you like a book,
Yeah,
buddy."
he's like, I know everyone's fighting style. Know how
Yeah.
to counter you perfectly.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the MCU one was just awful.
We'll get into that a different day.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll do a top 10 worst villains list or something from MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a fun fight to watch.
Yeah, I mean Drax is like extremely durable,
Yeah.
especially in the third Guardians movie.
Yeah. Thought that dude was dead a couple times.
Yeah, he had very.
They do have the healing packs, though. I'm sure they just heal packed them.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't think we've ever seen his skin like rip. It's only blood from like internal bleeding.
Think
So,
so. Yeah.
I mean, if Taskmaster could outlast Drax, he'd probably win. Because Drax can like take a hit. Let's like assume he's got like his knives, and Taskmaster could have like his sword and shield. And then that would be pretty good. Depends if Taskmaster is stronger than Drax too. I feel like Drax definitely has some like he like dives a lot. He just jumps in with his
Yeah.
knives. It's like okay.
Yeah, I mean, if Taskmaster sees that coming, he's
Yeah.
in a pretty awful spot already.
Yeah.
'Cause Drax tends to jump the gun sometimes on fighting, so
Yeah.
yeah.
I'd probably have to say Taskmaster, but it would be close.
It would be a fun fight to watch. I
Yeah.
think that was the most interesting one of all
Oh,
of them,
definitely.
so yeah. Well, that was debate. Obviously, not the greatest fights today. Let us know how you feel about that, though. Maybe we'll bring it back. But next, we got trivia.
Right.
Trivia for the birthday boy. 5 out of 10 or higher, you get a gift. And I have it with me today.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
sit on the
No, it's in my
floor.
pocket.
Okay. It
Be really weird if it was on the floor,
would
though.
be.
I'm gonna fidget with this. I don't know why I'm putting that way. All right. Toy Story 1 trivia.
Ooh, okay.
The first ever Pixar film. Yeah.
Brusta
It's your birthday, but it's about me.
Jablanka
I was gonna initially do that as a joke, but I was like, nah, I'll keep with our theme. Toy
trivia.
Story 1.
How well do I remember this movie? This is the one with Sid and everything, right?
Yes. I think you should be able to do pretty well on this.
Okay.
See, Pixar, I could go pretty deep with questions, but MCU, there's just so many little things that happen. Where it's like, I can say that, but in Pixar, it's like, I'm not really paying attention like that. I'm just enjoying my time watching toys, you know?
Yeah.
So, start off with some easy ones.
Okay.
Who owns the toys?
Andy.
Andy does indeed own the toys.
Yep.
Who's the bad guy in this movie? You already said his name.
Oh, Sid?
Yes.
Yeah. Like a Zurg? No. He's just kind of Buzz Lightyear's bad guy.
Who's Buzz villain?
Oh,
Yep.
Zurg.
Very three down the hatch. Might do these out of order. We'll see though. Who is Woody's love interest in this movie?
Isn't it Bo Peep?
Yes, Bo Peep.
Because Jessie gets introduced in the second movie. It's
They
like,
don't love each other, so.
yeah. I mean, it's they're supposed to because cowboy and cowgirl, but
Yeah, Buzz takes that.
yeah.
Who voices Woody? If you don't get it, you're probably gonna hate yourself.
I will.
It's Yeah.
It's like the re I can I know exactly what he sounds like too. He's got a very like classic voice. Yeah, it's man. It's like every time you hear him and everything except for Woody, it's like, oh, it's Woody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I know him as Woody, not by his real name.
Yeah, it's like Buzz
Yeah.
too. They just have classic voices.
Yeah.
Can't unhear them anywhere else.
You've got a friend in me in my
And
head.
that's not his voice
I
saying
know.
that.
I'll give up, but I need like a hint because I still want to figure
Don't really know how to give you a hint. I
it
can
out.
look up other movies he's been
Oh
in. That would
man.
help. Because off the top of my dome, I can't really think of that.
Yeah. Feel so. As an aspiring voice actor, I feel so.
Feels bad.
It does feel bad.
I could. Oh, that's a layup. I can't do that.
Oh.
Once you give up, I'll give you that hint. He's also voiced in the Polar Express.
I've watched that movie like 4 times in second grade, and I haven't watched it since.
Wait a minute.
So painful because everyone else is gonna be like, "Oh, that's who voices Woody," and I'm sitting here like, Arr.
Her. Yeah, I don't really know what else to tell you.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue too. It's like I. Yeah, I don't know. Give me.
He was in Forrest Gump, main character.
Haven't seen Forrest Gump.
Oh my god,
Yeah.
you uncultured swine.
Oh
You ready?
yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yep.
He's the main character in Forrest Gump. We need to watch Forrest Gump,
I've
the
seen clips.
classic.
I've seen him running.
Oh, really?
I know it's about war. Run, Forrest, run.
All right, this is kind of an open-ended question, but I'm looking for kind of a like a pretty solid answer here.
Okay.
So, the beginning of the movie, they like have a meeting. During the meeting, they talk about how special occasions bring something. What do the special occasions bring to Andy and the toys?
Well, my first thought is birthdays bring more toys.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not gonna let that simmer. Yeah. It's new toys.
Yeah.
New,
Because
yeah.
that's how Buzz gets introduced.
What's Sid's dog's name?
It's like Fido.
No. It's a pretty goofy odd no name though.
Goofy name. Oh,
You already hit five, too.
okay. I feel like it's gotta be like Destroyer or something.
That your final answer?
Yeah.
His name's Scud.
I never would have guessed that.
What's the piggy bank's name?
Isn't it Hank?
No.
Hank.
Just because I said Tom Hanks doesn't mean his name's Hank.
Oh.
Does start with an H though.
Ham.
Yes. His name's Ham. With two M's.
Okay.
What is Andy's sister's name that has Bo Peep?
Isn't it Molly?
Yes, it is Molly.
Don't know where I pulled that
I
out
don't
of.
know either, but all right, last question. It's kind of going by pretty quick. So, part of the movie, they're at an arcade. Sid playing games, trying to find new toys.
Yeah.
What toy does Sid win in a claw machine?
Is it the alien?
Is that your answer?
It's like I remember that scene where they get trapped in the claw machine, and all of them are like, "Ooh." I'm gonna just go with one of the aliens.
It is the aliens.
Okay.
Do you know how many?
Doesn't he grab a bunch?
Yes.
Like a ton of them.
I'll give you like, it's within like 3 to 6
I was gonna say
alien.
five.
Five.
Yeah.
I believe it's four. I didn't write that down though, so
Oh.
I think it's four though. So, yeah, there you go. Toy Story trivia. I didn't want to make it too hard, because I feel like the hard questions you just have no clue, but the easy ones are so easy.
Tom Hanks.
Right, close your eyes.
Okay.
I'll put this up to your camera. Oof. I'm sure they know what that is. Open your eyes. It's Dancing Groot.
Dancing Groot. Little guy.
I kind of figured you'd get 5 out of 10 on this, so I didn't get that big of a gift. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's no Spider-Man Homecoming. Sorry. It's no Giannis signed jersey. Sorry.
They're gonna be like, oh my God, a Giannis signed jersey? What's gonna be next? And I can't believe you one-upped it every time.
Spider-Man Homecoming on Blu-ray.
Your Starbucks drink? You're giving that to me? This is awesome. Also going on the wall. No.
It'd be so hard to see.
Yeah, you can barely
I
see
put it
it.
up to this and like it didn't even focus on him. Marvel Legend Dancing Groot.
There we go. Anyways.
Was trivia. I think we're running pretty quick here, but I think it gives us a good amount of time to talk
Yeah.
about our top 10 video games
This is gonna
of
take
all time.
a while.
I think with the time we have, I think we can. I wouldn't spend too much time on honorable mentions, but you can talk about them.
Yeah.
So, what are your honorable mentions? Heard you had 13.
Yep, my honorable mentions in no particular order. Number one, I'm not gonna say numbers because I'm
Yeah,
gonna
don't.
forget.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero slash Clone Hero. Kind of considered those the same thing. That's really your fault. They're fun. Like, I don't spend a lot of time on them, but playing them as like a band together, that's fun. I enjoy that.
Good stuff.
Plants vs. Zombies, specifically like the shooters, I really enjoyed those. I played that a lot as a kid, especially like Garden Warfare 1 and 2.
You like the shooters better than the
Yeah. But if I could consider all of them in the same category. Oh yeah, let's say we organize them by like franchise kind of.
Yeah,
So
we didn't do like Halo 1, Halo 2,
yeah,
Halo
it's like
3,
the
like
Halo games, but they're separate from Halo Wars. Like Halo Wars is a Halo game, but the gameplay is like completely different than a
Yeah,
main.
it's only split up if you absolutely deem it necessary to be split
Yeah.
up. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, I got Plants vs. Zombies shooters. I do really enjoy the regular game though. I played that a lot on DS. I
I
remember
did
staying up
too.
until like 1 a.m. trying to beat Zomboss. Anyways.
Those levels were really frustrating
Yeah. Yeah,
too.
the ones on the roof.
Yeah, those were awful.
This will probably surprise a lot of people, but Super Smash Bros.
Damn, that's in your honorable mentions
Yeah.
for you?
Yeah.
Boy.
I feel like I get too angry.
You get angry? I cannot tell you what this dude did to Smash Bros. To many people in our friend group. Let's just say we don't play that game anymore because of you. We don't play Smash anymore because of you. Sorry, I had to let that one out. It's my bad.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it's like, I don't know. It's okay. Not good enough for my top 10, though.
That's crazy.
I've got Garry's Mod. Spent a lot of time just messing around and downloading mods. It's like one of the first games I ever got on Steam. I've got Skylanders. Really fun game, really unique, kind of revolutionary for making their own figures that you have to buy and you can mess with them and put them on the portal and stuff.
Skylanders made a lot of other
Yeah.
big companies waste a lot of money on that plastic
Yeah.
because it died pretty quick after
Yep.
that.
Disney Infinity, Lego Dimensions, stuff like that.
Dimensions died
Yeah.
extremely quick, even though that
Yeah.
was way cooler than Infinity.
Yeah, because you'd actually have to like build the
Yeah,
sets.
and they were cool characters,
Yeah.
and it was like any genre you could think of was in that.
Yeah, huge crossover. Next I've got Forza. Racing games have always been fun, but I didn't play
Sorry.
it enough. I liked playing it with in multiplayer most of the time, but by myself, I would just hit rewind if I like even lost, which was fun, but sometimes you get on those like 40-minute marathons where it's like I just want to finish the race. This one will be controversial, but Skyrim. I never finished it, but I had a fun time playing it.
I've never played Skyrim,
Yeah,
so.
so it's like I had fun playing it. I don't know why I've never finished it, but
I'm just gonna let you guys know, disclaimer, he's played way more video games than I have. So wait until you hear my list. This is truly my top 10 video games. Like, it is so. Yeah, a lot of people aren't gonna like my list, but.
Okay. Another surprise, I've got Fortnite. It almost made it on my top 10, to be honest. It would probably be like 11 or 12. I just enjoy it. There's a lot of characters, but it's kind of repetitive. I mean, all the interactions you have with other players, like it, I don't know. It's fun. I've got, I think my first and only mobile game. I got Clash of Clans. Classic.
I was gonna put that on here, but I didn't, because Clash Royale makes me really angry,
Yeah,
so.
so Clash of Clans, not including any other game. Clash of Clans by itself. Everyone's played it at least once.
I've definitely started it multiple
Yeah.
times. I've never made it that far, though. It's just
Yeah.
not that interesting to me.
It's fun.
Clash Royale, though, fun until it's not.
Yeah,
Then it
it's
gets
ugh.
really bad.
Next I've got Fallout. Same thing as Skyrim. I've played Fallout 4, which I don't think the community likes as much as Fallout 3 or Fallout 76. Oh no, 76 was bad. I don't know. I had fun playing it. Then I've got Stardew Valley, which is classic farming game, especially a lot more fun when they added multiplayer. And I had it on console first. Oh, you don't know what Stardew Valley is? It's a farming game. You just make a big farm, and it's like a lot of like you gotta make friends with the townspeople and give them stuff on their birthdays. It's a very like relaxing game. It's a lot of people compare it to Minecraft, but it's not really. I don't know.
Oh, I have an interesting question for you, but I'll wait.
Okay.
I'm gonna write it down just so I remember to ask you.
Okay. And then I've got Terraria.
I was literally just about to ask you that. I was like, I wonder where Terraria is on your list.
Yep.
I just literally wrote down Terraria to remind me. I do not have that on my list or honorable mention, but it was fun
Yeah,
for like 30 minutes.
I played that a lot, with a lot of buddies on Xbox, like Evan, Jason, etc.
The only time I played was with you.
Oh.
And then I'd get bored. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they basically like duplicated all of their good stuff and then gave it to me, and then it was really fun. Because it just, I had all this stuff that would kill everything, and
Makes
we just
sense.
farm bosses over and over. And then I've got Spider-Man games. I haven't played the new ones, but I played the old ones on Xbox. Those were pretty fun. It led me to say some bad things to other people, like they would say in the game. I insulted my neighbor once when I was like 5, and then I couldn't play the game for a really long time. I
What'd you say?
said, "Back off, ugly." They were like, I don't know why they had us over or anything, but my parents like to remind me of that story. I
I
won't
bet.
go into detail, but I still feel so bad. And then that was all 13. But I did want to make a disclaimer. I have not played the Legends of Zelda games.
Me too. I looked at just to like see if I was forgetting anything. I looked at top 50 video games. Probably every Zelda game was on that top 50.
I gotta make my way to Breath of the Wild at some point. I've heard that game is really good. I've watched people play it. I've never played it personally, but and then Tears of the Kingdom just came out, so people are really hyped about
Yeah, a
that.
lot of people are excited about that.
Yeah, but I'll get around to them eventually.
Think the
So.
only time I ever played was at Alex's house.
Oh yeah, I remember watching him play,
Yeah. And
but yeah.
I think it was on like a GameCube or 64 or something. It was not on the Wii. It was on something old.
Oh, that one with the controller with the joystick in the middle. That must have been, I don't know. I don't know which Legend
I
of
don't
Zelda
know.
game it was,
I just
but
remember that.
yeah.
That's all your honorable mentions.
Yep.
As we were talking, you were talking, I added more. Not more that you said,
Yeah.
but more that I thought of while you were talking.
Okay.
So, let's get out of the way with the ones I may get a lot of heat for. Minecraft. I, along with every singular person on this planet, have gone through that week Minecraft binge,
Yeah.
but I cannot touch it afterwards. Can't do it. Caleb's asked me to play so many times. Can't do it. I bought it like three times. All separate computers. Didn't play, so. My bad.
Why
I'm
now you
gonna check
oughta.
them off while I'm saying it just so I remember which ones I've said. Super Smash Bros. Would have been higher if it wasn't for someone sitting across from me. Yeah. That's all I gotta say.
Sorry, Forrest.
Yeah, oh, wait until we get Forrest on the pod. Get to explain his side of the story. It's like a whole murder case. Caleb murdered him for 2 hours straight. All right, next variant. I'm gonna get a lot of heat for this. Regular Mario. I like the games. I'm a big 3D World on the Wii U. Huge. Love that game. The new Super Mario Bros. For Wii and the DS, those are bangers. I remember liking them, but besides that, eh.
Yeah.
Another disclaimer, never played Galaxy. Sorry. Not sorry.
Same. I own it. I've never played it.
It's not even your disc
It's
either.
not. It's Alex's. Like, he gave it to me, and then sold his Wii, and I was like, "Hey, you want this back?" He's like, "I sold my Wii." I was like, "Oh."
I bet the only reason you got it was to get Rosalina and Mario Kart
That
Wii. Yep.
was.
Classic. Okay. Next, Gmod, Gary's mod, banger.
Yeah.
Love that game. I love watching Vanoss play that
Oh
game.
yeah.
Those were like some peak living moments right there. Watching Death Run and Gmod.
Oh, I forgot one.
Super fun. Next. I don't know how many mobile games I have. Angry Birds. Classic. A pioneer, if you will. Truly one of the GOAT mobile games of all time. It really got iPhone games started.
True.
I remember playing on my dad's iPhone, the original. And if you, there's still a way to play the original, but they did take it off the App Store, which is awful.
Yeah.
Only other one I could think of that really pioneered is Flappy Bird, but that's not on my list, so
Yeah.
didn't really play that. Next one, I got a very interesting choice. I got Happy Wheels,
Oh, man.
a goated computer game.
True.
When that was popular, that was really fun. That's with most games. If it's popular, it's usually fun. I found myself playing that game a lot. It's like time trialing in Mario Kart almost in a way, because you need to make it at the end. So yeah. Another one, Papa's Cooking Games. Love those games. Screw computers for taking off the software that runs them, because you can't play them on the computer anymore. Unless you
Yeah.
like, I think there's a way to play them, but it's a lot of pain. I am max tiered on Papa's Taco Mia on my phone. I'm level 100 on that
Oh
game.
my God.
So, yep, sorry, Molly. Me and Molly would play, be hanging out, and I'd just be playing Papa's. Sorry. One that is more of a joke to put on here. I got Tumblestones.
I saw it. I went through my whole Steam and Xbox library, and I was like, oh, there's Tumblestones.
Me and Kale played so much Tumblestones,
Yeah.
and it was so fun. Very frustrating game, but it was
Yeah.
fun. Next, I got Skate, the Skate franchise, Skate 3, one of the probably one of the best games
Good game.
on that generation ever. A game that has now turned pretty weird, FNAF. Got that down. It's an absolute classic game, though.
Yeah,
I
trailer for the movie just came out.
did it actually?
Yeah.
Did you watch it already?
I watched like a little bit. I
I
was
have
like,
not
yeah.
watched it yet. I hope Markiplier's in it.
I wouldn't know.
So yeah, FNAF. We got Just Dance.
Oh, yeah.
There were times where me and Caleb would just play Just Dance for hours, and we'd pull songs out of a hat and then just play them.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories on Snapchat is us playing on Christian's PS3, and it's like us but like super high pitched voice,
Yeah.
and it wasn't picking up your moves, and you look back at me and go, God damn it.
Oh.
It's so bad. I'll find it one day. Skylanders. There's an argument that you could have given me. I probably could have put it on my top 10. It'd probably be around 10. Spyro's Adventure is just peak memories of my life, honestly. Everything that happened with Skylanders, whether it be playing it, watching YouTube videos on them, people hunting Skylanders, Skylander boy and girl.
Yeah.
Literally a whole couple years of my life were dedicated to watching those videos. So I really appreciate Skylanders. Got Madden. Madden was way better a couple years ago. I haven't bought the game in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I also don't have a PS5, so that is another reason why I haven't bought it. But peak Madden was when me and Josh would just do a franchise together and just turn out we'd pick the Giants and Jets when they were really bad, and we'd be back-to-back Super Bowl champions every year. It was insane. And then last, I have Red Dead Redemption.
Oh,
Me and Josh used to play that on his
yeah.
PS4. It was really fun. I just never owned the game. So yeah, those are my honorable mentions. I know that's a lot. Took up about 20 minutes of time just with honorable mentions,
Yeah.
but I think they had to be said. So, Whenever you're ready. All
I do have one honorable mention
right.
to add then.
What is it?
Call of Duty. I don't really like those games. They're fun. I mean, I started with like the best one, which is Call of Duty Black Ops 2. That was like one of my first games on the 360 ever. I remember grinding zombies, and that was fun. But yeah, the rest of the franchise, whatever, couldn't really care about. But they pump out a new game like every year. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that.
My blue Xbox 360 came with Ghosts. And I probably got introduced to one of the worst Call of Duty games ever.
Yeah,
And I never liked it ever since,
I don't
so.
blame you.
It's legendary, though. We can't deny that, so.
Okay, so for number 10, and I wasn't sure if we counted all of them as one or a separate franchise. I've got the Lego Marvel games.
I would just say Lego, honestly.
I did Lego Marvel slash all Lego games. I used to play those a ton as a kid on the Wii, especially the Harry Potter and the DC games. I still bought some even for my Xbox One, like the Lego Marvel Super Heroes 1 and 2. I've got those. But solid games. I enjoy them.
Yeah. Complete saga. You complete
True. I
saga
do own that.
My number 10 is a game that only certain people probably know.
Oh.
WWE All-Stars.
Yeah.
Classic. If you've never played WWE All-Stars, you don't have to be a wrestling fan to play that game. You go in there, they're all absolutely jacked out of their mind because it's like an arcade game. So they're all absolutely roided off their ass, and then you go in to create a wrestler, and you just make the absolute like most like scallywag character you can, and you make them fight. It's so funny. Classic game. Story mode on it's good. I mean, I'm a wrestling fan. I would have a CM Punk poster up if I could find a way to not puncture it in any way, because I don't know how to, but great story, but non-wrestling fans can enjoy the game too. So, Caleb, pretty much.
Yeah,
We'd make wrestlers and.
used to have sleepovers and then play it.
Yeah, it was good times.
Was. So number 9, and it's surprisingly like I'm just gonna say the Dark Souls series slash Elden Ring, because technically you could say Elden Ring isn't a Souls game, but it is. I played a lot of Dark Souls 3, and then when Elden Ring came out, I played that. Haven't finished it yet, but yeah, very challenging games. It's like rolling simulator, just because you have to, that's how you dodge everything. You have to roll. But the weapons and the armor, super sick, very challenging. Remember playing that on Xbox. It's fun because you can like shoot things out of your swords if you want, or if you want to go into magic, you can. It's like third person Skyrim, but harder and less role play. But yeah, Dark Souls slash Elden Ring, number 9.
Shout out Henry for explaining Dark Souls, the story though, not how to
okay.
play. He just explained the entire story.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 hours of my life. I'm not gonna say I won't get it back because I learned. I don't
Yeah.
remember anything now. It was a couple years ago, but number 9. You might actually be surprised this high. I got Fortnite.
Really?
Prime Fortnite was my favorite game a couple years
Wow.
ago. I don't know if you played it that much, but I loved playing that game. Like, I'm talking like season 1 and 2 when it first came out. That was like, I will never get a gaming experience like that ever again. Which makes me want to put it higher, but I don't play anymore. I think what they're doing now is great. I think it's getting people back on the game, introducing characters to unlock.
Yep, like me.
Yep. Forest absolutely grinds that game.
Yep.
I think, though, it'd be fun to come back and unlock Star Wars skins and Marvel skins and all that. I just don't think it'll ever hit how it used to.
Yeah.
Because, like, going through and beating the battle pass and getting, like, the character at the end was always so fun. Like, I'm telling you, I like the last season I played was the season before John Wick came out. And that sucked. I wish I had John Wick, but
Yeah.
yeah, no. Fortnite, very fun game. When I mean, it's still fun now, I imagine. It's just my best memories of it were when it just came out. So,
Yeah.
yep.
I did not expect that.
I know you didn't.
Number eight, kind of controversial, kind of funny. Wii Sports. Very fun game. Everyone's played it. I even played bowling with my grandparents. Like,
Anyone can play.
yeah.
You remember that Smosh commercial they made? Where like it was like Death Wii Sports.
No, I don't
I'll show
remember
you
that,
later.
but
It's a classic Smosh video. If anyone's seen it, comment down below.
but yeah. Wii Sports. I used to play like baseball with my grandma all the time, and I was like going easy on her. It's my grandma. She would sit or she would stand up behind like the chair, and she'd be throwing like 93, 94 mile an hour fastballs. I would be like, "What, Grandma?" And like,
Going nuts.
yeah, she just, and I was like, oh. And
It's all the wrist, I'm telling you.
yeah, she would accidentally hold down the A or the B button. So then she'd throw like curveballs and splitters. Like she didn't even know that she was doing it. And she would do it. And I would just, yeah. I'd always be like, yeah, I'm playing my grandma in baseball. Like I play this game all the time. I'm gonna win. And then like it would be really close.
Yeah. Classic.
But yeah. I mean, it introduced Matt. Extremely iconic in the Nintendo franchise, if you've ever played anything with a Mii on it.
Yeah. That game single-handedly paid Pooh
Yeah.
Fescher. He could probably retire whenever he wants.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of includes Wii Sports Resorts and like Nintendo Switch Sports, but I mostly played just classic Wii Sports. But yeah, sunk so many hours grinding to get the sparkly bowling ball. Like getting my certain rank over like 1,000 points just to get it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Number eight, Mario Super Sluggers for the
Yeah,
Such a good game. That story mode is underrated. Walking around to different parks, unlocking characters.
yeah.
Me and Caleb tried to sleepwalk it, which was just an awful idea. We got so angry at that game, but it was so fun. All the characters there, I don't know if it's true, but there is rumored to be a Mario football game coming out in like 2 or 3 years.
Like our football? Like
Yes,
American
like
football?
American football.
Oh God.
They're I don't know, man. Either someone's really good at making fake video game pictures, but
Yeah.
I would play it. It'd be
Huh.
really fun. No, Super Slugger is super fun. Like I said, story mode's goated. Just playing against friends in tournaments is super fun too. Picking your entire team, like,
True.
really
Yeah.
fun. Not like it's not like set teams. Like you can pick whoever you want. Each person has a different home run. Like special, super fun game.
Oh, makes me wanna whatever.
You forget about it.
It's like there's one game that I wanna put in my honorable mentions now. It's like whatever.
You just write it down. We could talk about it afterward.
Yeah. All right. Number seven, got Overwatch. Even though they announced a couple days ago they're gonna stop making content for the second game because they said they couldn't continue on their promise anymore because they were running out of resources slash like it was too hard or something. Just super disappointing.
Didn't that game just come out recent?
Overwatch 2, yeah.
I remember when you and multiple other people were waiting for it to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm mostly talking about Overwatch 1. Let's see. I think I prestiged 3 times, like over all my accounts, so I was level like 380, which is like, in the grand scheme of things, not huge, but it's like I definitely played the game for a long time. But yeah, it was fun getting six people together and then facing another team and like wondering why we kept losing. But no, great game, extremely competitive, but oh, so many good memories just doing like most OP strats, shoving Reinhardt's shield in front of Bastion and he just taking everyone down. Yeah, great game.
I don't know what any of that means, but
Yeah.
I'm going with
Yeah, to the people that know what I'm talking about.
it. 7, GTA. GTA 5 is one of the most classic games of all time. It's been around for how many years and they're still online? It's been through three generations of
Yeah.
consoles. GTA 4, also a really fun game. You could just do so many things in that game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like amazing. We'll probably be dead by the time GTA 6 finally comes out,
Yeah.
but Rockstar, that whole company, just, yeah, man, deserves so much props. The story mode's great on those games too. I know a lot of people just want to skip it, which fine. Like,
Yeah.
online's great too. I remember when we had put up like two or three PS4s in my room, and like we'd all make jank online characters and just like meet up with each other, and it was super
Yeah.
fun. Another one of those like Vanoss series that I just absolutely loved watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, classic. Great game.
All right. Number six, I've got Star Wars role-play games, as in Knights of the Old Republic or Star Wars Force Unleashed. Specifically those ones, because the gameplay is so different than like the mainstream Star Wars games. Just because the story for both of them is just crazy. I mean, Starkiller, super iconic now. Now you've got like Bastila and then Darth Revan, who's my favorite Star Wars character ever. But just the story for specifically Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 is just, oh, it's so good. And then Force Unleashed really made you feel like you like OP. It was just great. I guess you could consider like Jedi Survivor and the older one. I bought the older one a couple days ago because it was $5. Well, a couple weeks ago. And my PC took a dump. So I'm getting around to playing that. But yeah, just Star Wars roleplay games, just unmatched.
Yeah, never played him.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here like he has no clue what I'm talking about.
Nope. Number six, are we on?
Yes. I knew it was
Lego
gonna be here.
games. I beat Lego superheroes, like Marvel superheroes, 2 times, 100%. And I'm on my third run right now. I haven't played in a couple months because I had been busy, but
Because
I'm
I moved
already.
in.
Yeah, that too. Hate you. No.
What?
I'm like 70% done with my third run on that game. Star Wars Complete Saga, absolute banger. Just so fun. Literally, I feel like you can have fun with any Lego game. I mean,
Yeah.
I literally am playing through Lego Incredibles. Like, that game's super fun. I wasn't huge on Harry Potter, but that was fun. Pirates of the Caribbean,
Yeah.
fun. DC games, fun. I just feel like you can't go wrong. I'm sure there's some Lego games that are sometimes boring, but yeah, no. There's just so many different games in Lego too. Like,
Yeah.
you don't even have to be a fan of Marvel. You can be a Star Wars fan, play Star Wars Lego games. Like, and it also helps that I'm just in love with Legos in general. I've
Yeah.
bought so many Legos that might be a different video, I guess. We have a Lego city in the basement, so yep.
Yep. That's on the internet now.
Hey man, it's not the worst thing.
No. Could be worse.
Yeah.
All right. Number five, I've got Star Wars Battlefront, which is their first person and third person shooter versions of the series. It's like, I don't know. They're so different from the role play games that I had to split them, even though I could technically put them all under Star Wars. But Battlefront, especially the 2001 and 2002 or 2005, I don't know. The originals, I played as a child on the original Xbox because my dad had it. And I used to go home after school, like every day with Brandon, and we would just play that game over and over and over. Like it's so good. And then even the new ones, the ones 2017. Anyways, wait, 2016, like 20. I don't know when the newer ones came out,
I can't
but it
help
was
you.
pretty recent, 2014, 2018? I don't know. But those ones, even though they weren't much like the original ones, they were still pretty fun. I unlocked like 90% of the achievements on it. Playing the heroes especially was great. I even like flying starfighters, but yeah, just great games.
Didn't play them.
Yeah, I know.
Three games in a row, man.
Yep.
I'm on a roll over here. All right, number five. I'm gonna start saying this shit with my chest. I got Wii Sports,
Okay.
and I have a hot take that not many people are gonna agree with. If we were doing individual games, Wii Sports and Resort would probably be on my top 10,
Okay.
separated.
Huh.
Wii Sports, classic.
Yeah.
Everyone had the game if you had a Wii, because it came
Yep.
with the Wii. That's why it's the biggest selling Wii game ever, because it came with the Wii. But
Yeah.
I think it deserves to be the best selling game ever,
Yeah.
because anyone can play that game and have a
Yeah.
good time. Bowling, great game. Baseball, extremely frustrating when you play against friends,
Yeah.
because they start throwing curveballs and you're like, all right, you suck. Like, why are you doing that to me? Like,
Yeah.
I can't hit anything because you're being a piece of, what? Resort. I think Resort could be better than the original. If Resort had baseball, it would absolutely smoke the original
Yeah.
one. Golf, really fun. Once I learned how to play golf in real life, it was really fun to play on Wii Sports. Frisbee golf is an
Ooh.
absolute fun
Oh,
game.
yeah.
Table tennis,
Yep.
3v3 basketball, literally 100 pin bowling. I don't know if you count Wii Play as a part of Wii Sports. Wii Play kind of sucks, but. And then Switch Sports, I don't own it, but it looks pretty fun. Obviously, it's not nearly as fun as the old games,
No, not at
but
all.
they tried. So, yeah. Wii Sports, number five.
My top four, so hard. And number four, got Halo. I played so much Halo Reach and Halo 5 back in my day. I think I ended up being like level 93 in Halo 5, which takes a couple hundred hours. Halo Reach, I was a field marshal, which is like, I want to say like five or six from the top rank. Either way, I just, oh, the Halo games, I've played every single campaign on, well, I don't remember if I finished four or not. And I haven't played Halo Infinite. I haven't played that campaign. I've played the multiplayer. But I've played every other Halo game on legendary difficulty to get the Helios Scroll armor for Halo 5. And then, yeah, I don't think I finished 4, but that's fine. And then Halo Wars, still fun, but I'm not gonna include it if you don't think so. I don't know. Halo Wars is fun, but it's so different than the regular mainstream Halo games. But I remember playing Halo Reach on Forge mode and just creating bases and fighting people. But yeah, Halo, really good game.
Yep.
Yep.
Number four. Got NCAA football, specifically NCAA football 14. For those who know, this is probably the first game Kale probably hasn't played. NCAA 14, football 14, is probably the best football game ever made. It was the last NCAA football game in the franchise before EA couldn't make them anymore. And because of the whole likeness and whatnot, they couldn't sell the players couldn't sell their names. Now they can though, so they're making a new one soon. Because they have to pay the players if their name's in the game. But it was so good. It's better than any Madden game I've ever played personally. Just picking a really small scale college and then making him a national champion is really fun. Like Ball State, just okay. It's very fun. I will always have memories with that game. Spent like $90 to buy it again recently. Well, like recently being like a couple years ago. But it will always be one of my favorite games. So, yeah.
Right, that is the first one I haven't played.
Yeah.
It's like I have no clue what
Yeah, I
that is.
mean, it's Madden, but college.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, top three for my number three, I've got Minecraft. I have spent so many hours on Minecraft. It's crazy. It was one of the first games I like really just dove into playing because it was like I remember when I first figured out servers, it was like, oh my god, I can play with my friends online. It was probably like pre Xbox 360 for me. I remember playing before they added horses into the game, so like I want to say 2012 or 2013, like it, and I still play it today. But it's a classic game. You can do literally whatever you want, build whatever you want, survival, great. I had a realm that I invited a bunch of people to that no one played on, so I paid for a server to play by myself for a couple months. And I ended up shutting it down because,
God.
yeah, I paid like $8 a month to play by myself.
That's awful.
So, yeah. But Minecraft, just a great game.
I now know what your top two are, and I think we have the same top two. I don't know what order it's in, though.
Okay.
Number three is Guitar Hero.
Saw that coming.
It's no one's favorite game, besides maybe the people that play it on YouTube, but it's in my top three. Specifically, Guitar Hero 3, most classic game in my library for me. I got introduced to that at such a young age that my family was playing that game in my like I have videotapes of my like childhood from like birth to like 8 or 7. They're in those videos. Christmas Day, when it first came out, Guitar Hero 3, my family was playing it
Oh my
in the
God.
fireplace room in that other room.
Huh.
It's so classic. Jeffrey even played it. My dad even played that game. He was better than me at one point. And I would also like to include Clone Hero, like you said. It's literally just Guitar Hero Online, but you can play any song you want for free. It's great. I collected every Guitar Hero game besides 2 and 1 for my Wii, because they're all Wii games besides those two.
Oh, okay.
1 and 2 were on PS2, but I don't have the PS2 anymore, so.
Yeah.
But I play them on Clone Hero, so, which is great. It's just what made me love rock music too. I was never a rock music fan before then. I always thought it was goofy, just screaming, but there's more than just screaming in rock music.
Yeah.
If you like screaming rock, metal, great, it's fine, but not a huge fan. But when One by Metallica comes on, I start going a little nuts.
Yeah.
We're Raining Blood by Slayer. Heat.
Oh,
Any Dragon Force song you've played on Clone Hero, Guitar Hero, your fingers are hurting after it, so. But it was always fun. It's a really frustrating game, though, when you try and get 100% and you're 30 seconds left in the song and you mess up on strumming. Pretty frustrating, so. Yep. And now we hit the top two.
this one. I'm like going back and forth.
Yep.
Like I really
They're
don't
very
know.
interchangeable, but I'm gonna stick with what I wrote down for now.
Me too. And number two, I've got Pokemon.
Me as well.
Yeah.
Might as well just talk about it together, because I know we got the same top two. Pokemon was this close to getting the number one spot. It probably should be number one. Can't do it
We
right
just say
now.
number ones right now
Number
then.
one is Mario
Mario Kart.
Kart.
The reason Pokemon didn't beat Mario Kart is because I think I play Mario Kart more now than I play Pokemon.
I would agree. I think the issue with that is you own a DS. I don't own DS. We've literally played Pokemon on our channels. We did a whole Emerald play, and because we did the emulators. If there were no emulators, Pokemon would probably be at 4 or 5. Just the whole team that made Pokemon randomizers regrew my love of Pokemon again. I can play through a regular game perfectly fine. But once you start adding those randomizers, Nuzlocke, Egglock, everything about it makes Pokemon so good. I still You literally bought the game for me. I paid you back for it. I still haven't played the new game. Haven't even opened it. But Pokemon, it's a thing where I can't force it. I need to play it when I want to play it, and I haven't felt the mood to play it. Ever since I've gotten a new computer, I haven't even gotten the emulators back. I want to, just has to be at the right time. And maybe we can even bring a Pokemon series back
True,
eventually.
true.
It's just right now, Mario Kart is taking over my life, video game wise.
But yeah, Pokemon, been playing that since, well, we've been playing that since we were tiny.
Yeah.
Like,
I had the Game Boy. I
true,
was past the Game Boy.
true.
I played Emerald. I played Gold on my
Yeah.
Game Boy. I was a little tiny person, didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how
Yeah.
to save the game, so I restarted the game every single
Ugh.
time I played.
Ugh.
And you know what? That shows how much I love the game, because I kept playing it.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to save, so I just get as far as I could, knowing in my brain that there was no save button that I knew how to do. Didn't know there was a save at the time. Get as far as I could, and I was like, well, going to bed. Let's restart tomorrow.
Yeah. No. I started with Platinum on my DSi so long ago. And man, it was just such an experience. Like making your whole team and you're like, it was, I think playing your first Pokemon game when you're a child hits so much different than like knowing everything now. Because it's like, yeah, I guess I knew type advantages. I guess.
Like maybe, like
Yeah.
the easy ones.
Yeah. It's like I just picked Pokemon I thought like looked cool versus now where I like sometimes plan out my teams
Yeah.
where it's like, oh, I gotta have this type coverage. But nothing will ever beat the first time I ever played through Platinum, so.
Yeah. I obviously had the Game Boy games. My first game I ever beat was Heart
Okay.
Gold. Heart Gold is my favorite game of all time, and
Yeah.
I understand that some people don't like that game as much as I do, which is understandable. I think Platinum, Heart Gold, and Black and White are like right there at the top for me.
Yeah.
But beating Johto and then finding out, oh, you're going to Kanto now, it's like
Yeah.
so hype. Like,
Yeah.
it was so hype back then. Finally beating Lance in the championship, like the first one, was so
Yeah.
hype. Beating him the second time, whew, can't beat that. Then going to find Red in the mountains,
True.
don't even talk to me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pokemon number two. Now let's talk about Mario Kart,
Mario
our
Kart.
number ones.
Oof. Definitely didn't see that
No.
coming.
I knew going into this, you were either going to have Pokemon or Mario Kart at one. There was
Yeah.
no way around it.
Yeah.
Because you talked about Halo, and I'm like, that's probably going to be really high for you because you're a big Halo fan.
Yeah.
But there's no way it can beat out Mario Kart or
Yeah.
Pokemon.
It was like the first three I wrote down, Pokemon or Mario Kart, Pokemon, Minecraft. No erasing. It was
Yeah.
just sure. Like 6 through 10, I rewrote a bunch of stuff. But yeah, I just knew. I was like, these three, it just has to.
So here's my reasoning about Mario Kart beating out Pokemon.
Okay.
I think Pokemon, I've probably spent more hours on Pokemon, but the resurgence of Mario Kart Wii and it never getting sick is just unheard of. Like,
Yeah.
Mario Kart Wii is a classic. The
Yeah.
base game is unreal. Like, it's so good. We just recently got Double Dash.
Yeah.
Great game. Very frustrating game, though.
Yeah.
Mario Kart DS, Mario Kart 7, great games.
Yep.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, great game.
Oof.
DLC is nuts.
Yeah.
Because we've been waiting for a Mario Kart Ultimate where it has all the tracks, but they're pretty much doing that right now, putting in
Yep.
DLC. Maybe we'll get an Ultimate one day,
I
like
hope so.
Smash, but be great. Or a remastered Wii, that'd be fun too.
Yeah.
I miss bikes. But the thing that set it over the edge over Pokemon, base game, Pokemon probably beats Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But custom tracks,
Yeah.
it's just like randomizers with Pokemon.
Yeah.
Custom tracks, like finally downloading CTUP on my Wii made it so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm a big time trialing guy. We have a whole sheet dedicated to time trialing, so
Yep.
that's super fun. Going online every once in a while, getting my ass kicked by these really great players.
Yeah.
Frustrating, but fun.
Yeah.
Just adds a whole new element. And, like, it's just so good. Like, I don't think I've ever been sick of Mario Kart.
No, every time there's like some sort of gathering with people, they like always have Mario Kart, and it's like, anyone want to play Mario Kart? Yes,
Yes, I
of
will play.
course.
I will play Mario
Yeah,
Kart.
like any chance I get, it's like, yeah, I'm playing Mario Kart.
The one thing that puts Wii down is how OP Funky Kong and Daisy are.
Yeah.
Because playing new people in Wii, we have to obviously not use those characters.
Yeah.
But I think 8 Deluxe is probably the most balanced of them all. Obviously, there's meta carts
Yep.
that you use, but there's no true great character anymore. And you could really win any race. You can have the
Yeah.
worst combo ever and still win. Like
Yeah.
the RNG, you could talk about Pokemon RNG, but Mario
True.
Kart RNG is on
Yeah.
another level in my
Yeah.
opinion. Just You can literally, yeah,
It's just, it's unmatched.
it will probably, I think eventually we should make like a top 25 or 30 individual games,
Yeah.
like including like Resort, Wii
Sure,
Sports, Halo
sure.
1, Haley, Halo
Yeah.
2. Like, I think we should do that eventually because I think that'd be really interesting. But the Mario Kart franchise as a whole and Pokemon are gonna be right at one and two for the
Yeah.
rest of my life, and I don't
Yeah.
think that'll change. The only person knocking on the door is Guitar Hero, and that's just because like I grew up with that. Like, probably with you with Minecraft too. Like,
Yeah.
you grew up with that.
Yeah.
But it's like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like,
Yeah.
that's how the ranking would go.
Such just, oh man,
Yeah.
so good.
Do you want to say what you had some thought?
Oh yeah. I thought about more honorable mentions. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games. The Olympic Mario and Sonic games.
I initially had those like in my head before we started the episode. I started
Yeah.
writing down honorable mentions. I go, this ain't gonna make the honorable mentions. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those games where it gets boring after a while, though, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
Yeah.
Unless you're grinding like sledding or whatever it is.
True.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember we did that.
Bobsleigh. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a game I like had in my head just a couple minutes ago that I was gonna mention, but I completely forgot. Maybe I'll think of it, but
I also wrote down GTA. I wasn't allowed to like actually have my own copy until I was like 17 or 18, which is not that long ago. So then I got to play it, but that was kind of when it like there's like a dip in the player base, so it was like not as popular at that time. I still enjoyed my time playing it, but
there's a bug on my.
I just wish I was able to play it sooner. And then I've got League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm, classic MOBA games. Very popular. That's all I'm gonna say. I've had fun playing those. And then Arma 3, which I've been getting into. I just really like the mods and everything. But that's all I really wanted to say about that. So.
Yeah, I mean, comment down below. Would you want us to do like a top 30 individual games? Because this is just more of like a franchise ranking. I'm sure like individual games would be pretty interesting. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And the reason that the Super Mario games weren't even on my honorable mentions, they're okay. I honestly like they make me angry because the inputs on them, they're like a little slidey, and I'm like it would always just make me mad. Too mad to have too much fun. Like
Yeah.
they're good. They're fun, but it's like let me just go in a bubble and then watch you play the game. That's all I did. I was a
Yeah.
bubble guy.
I think another honorable mention, but I don't think it would have cracked my list, is Mario Party.
Oh,
Those are pretty
true.
fun
Those are
games.
fun games.
But in my opinion, better than Mario Party are the Nintendo parties, like with the Miis and
Oh, yeah.
those ones are really fun too.
Yeah.
Very expensive games because I wanted to own one and play it. $90 or something. I didn't even spend that much on my NCAA game, which is very old.
Yeah.
So, episode 3 of Salt Shack, we talked about video games for almost an hour.
Yeah, and we had to cut it short most of the time.
Yeah. So, and I was talking to Caleb about this earlier. We might do it before we even post a video, but dedicating a whole like a whole episode to ranking, like a big ranking, like we're thinking about doing like a Pixar ranking, like every movie and like a ranking in MCU every movie. I think the video game one would have to be its own episode.
Easily.
So if you're interested in that, let us know. This is a good video.
This was
Very
it.
fun list.
Yeah, I feel like the trivia and debate, it's like It happened.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah. I can't wait to get roasted for my top 10. I didn't play
I
as
mean,
nearly as many games.
I don't know. I think it's good to see gaming from a different perspective. Like, you don't really play shooters, and I do. So it's like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Never been a shooter guy besides Fortnite. This is the only shooter I ever got hooked on.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, can talk all day, but
Yeah.
anyways, thank you guys for watching this episode. Leave a comment, like, subscribe. It means a lot to us. And we'll see you guys soon.
See ya.